From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The death toll in last week's train bombings in Madrid has climbed to 201, and Spanish police today detained an Algerian who is said to have talked about plans for a terrorist attack in Madrid 2 months ago. Police believe they've identified 5 Moroccans who took part in the attacks, in addition to 3 Moroccans already in custody. Investigators say more people of other nationalities may have been involved. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Madrid.
Madrid's multiracial Lavapiés neighborhood has become a focal point of the investigation. It was here Saturday that police arrested Jamal Zugan, together with 2 other Moroccans suspected of involvement in the train bombings. Zugan runs a call center and a cell phone shop on Trivulete Street, the Locutorio Nuevo Siglo. The shop is shuttered. Someone has left a candle on the ground and a handwritten sign calling for no more deaths. Life is difficult enough, peace always. There's a lot of tension on the street. There's a lot of police stopping young Muslim men asking for their IDs. The police tell us there are too many immigrants here. It's a tough neighborhood, lots of trouble. Next door at the bakery, the attendant, who didn't want to give her name, was stunned by news of the arrests. They look like everybody else, she says. Very normal people, well-dressed, very assimilated. They speak Arabic and Spanish. They'd come in to get change, very polite. I couldn't believe we had Al-Qaeda next door. Spanish police believe mobile phones were used to detonate the bombs which exploded during Thursday's attacks. One cell phone found in a bag with explosives that didn't blow up was traced to Zugam's shop. Zugam had already been identified by a Spanish judge as a follower of Imad Yarkas, the alleged leader of Spain's Al-Qaeda cell, who remains jailed on suspicion he helped plan the 9/11 attacks in the United States. And the Associated Press reports that a French investigator says he has found a direct link between Zugam and Mohamed Fizazi, a spiritual leader of Salafia Jihadia, which was allegedly responsible for attacks in Casablanca that killed 45 people last May. José María Irujo, the leading investigative reporter at the El País Daily, says Spanish police first identified Zugam after they intercepted a call between him and Yarkas, the Spanish Al-Qaeda leader.
Zugan was investigated in August 2001. His home was searched and investigators found addresses and phone numbers belonging to some of the people involved in the 9/11 attacks. But he was not charged and therefore released. At one point, Zugan went back to Casablanca.
After the Twin Towers attack, it was discovered that Spain had been a key site in the preparatory stages for 9/11. In July 2001, Mohamed Atta came here from Florida for a long meeting with European-based operatives. Irujo says that Spain, because of its geographic position as a bridge between the Arab world and Europe, has long been a magnet for sympathizers of Islamic radicalism. He says that throughout the 90s, Spanish police carefully monitored Islamic extremists, mainly through phone taps, and shared the valuable information they gathered with other European anti-terrorist services. Arrests were rare.
But after 9/11, the strategy changed completely. Under pressure from the U.S. government, Spanish police rounded up all known suspects in cities across Spain. But of the 40 original arrests, only 12 remain in Spanish jails.
Irujo and other security experts wonder whether this shift toward short-term gains dried up their sources of information and hindered their intelligence-gathering capacities. And even after 9/11, he says, despite several direct Al-Qaeda threats singling out Spain, investigators believe the country was immune from attack.
Police always believed Spain was a transit point, logistics base, and that they would never strike here.
Irujo is not surprised that Spanish police have not yet found any clear evidence that suicide bombers carried out the Madrid attacks, Al-Qaeda's usual modus operandi. He says that European security forces have foiled numerous planned attacks that did not call for suicide bombers, most notably an attack planned in Strasbourg on Christmas Day 2000.
This is an enemy that is in no hurry. It doesn't have to kill every year to prove it's alive. They have time and patience. Lots of patience.
Irujo says that Al-Qaeda is now a global organization, 30 to 40 different groups that share logistics and the goal of attacking the West. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Madrid.